This is Rediscover Life with Pastor John from All Nations Church with your daily message to help you reconnect with your Creator and rediscover life as it can be with Jesus. And I'm so glad you're able to join me today as we continue our series on In His Presence. Do you know the Bible says, in His presence is fullness of joy. At His right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. You know, that's such a precious promise, particularly for those of us that have lost loved ones, because death is one of those things that as human beings, we really struggle to deal with. There's something on the inside of us that resents death. It's just one of those things that we really struggle to deal with, you know, the loss of a loved one. But I think it's precious to remind ourselves that heaven is a real place and that we will see our loved ones again. And therefore, we don't have to grieve like the world grieves, as Paul said in the book of Thessalonians, as those who have no hope, because we have hope. And Psalm 16 and verse 11, you will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. And so while we experience joy when we maybe do well in our exams or get our college course or when we excel in sport or business or when we find love or when we hold our first child or when they get married or when we have our first grandchild, you know, all of these things bring us great joy when you buy your first home. And yet the Bible says that joy will be only fulfilled in God's presence. And so it's when we graduate to heaven that we will experience joy in a level that this world just can't give. And yet, notwithstanding that, we can have a taste of that joy in this life, in His presence. Because again, the Bible says, in His presence is fullness of joy. And sometimes we only think of that in terms of heaven. Yes, we experience His presence and its fullness in heaven, but we can experience His presence on this earth. And, you know, this is the glory of the gospel, in that we can experience His presence. John 14:1, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, to where I am, you may be also. We have this promise that the Lord will manifest Himself to us, not just in the next life. And as glorious as that is, heaven is a prepared place for prepared people. You know, the Lord is preparing a place for all of us in glory. And that's wonderful to consider that. But I think it's also important to understand that we can experience that glorious presence in this life and not just in the next. So it's wonderful to know that we're loved, that we're called, that the Lord is with us, and that we can walk in His presence. You know, the Bible says, Mark 1:35, Jesus rose a long time before daylight, went to a solitary place, and there He prayed. You know, that's beautiful to consider that Christ rose early. And, you know, in the same way, we can seek the face of the Lord and we can come into His presence. You know, Jesus said, come to me. Matthew 11:28, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke on you and learn of me, for I'm humble and gentle in heart, for my yoke is easy, and you will find rest for your souls. My yoke is easy, my burden is light. Amen. One more verse before I really get into things there today, but I think it's good to, you know, really just to recap where we've been last week. But John chapter 14 and verse 21, he who has my commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him. And so we have this promise of God's manifest presence in our lives. And again, in verse 23, Jesus answered, and if anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. You know, this is the beauty, is that God has promised to make his home with us. And so the Father has invited us to come to Him, to abide in His presence. You know, John chapter 15 speaks a lot about abiding in Christ. If you abide in me, my words abide in you. You will ask what you desire and it shall be done for you. What a beautiful promise that we can abide in the presence of God. Abide in me and I in you, John 15:4. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. So we have this promise that we can abide in the presence of God. And we're talking about in his presence. The Father has invited us to come to him, to literally walk and live in his presence. But as we come, we must know a number of things. And the first one is this. The first thing we must know, if we want to abide in his presence, if we want to live in his presence, the first thing we must know is that pride has no place. Because proud people don't pray. Because they think they can do it by themselves. Because it's a sobering thing to remind us of that fact that proud people don't pray. And so if we're not praying, even if we take the attitude, I'm just too busy to pray. I think it was Martin Luther took the attitude that I'm so busy today, I have to spend the first 2 hours in prayer. I think it was John Wesley who said he found it hard to respect a man who didn't spend at least 4 hours a day in prayer. This is the reality. We will never know or walk in God's presence if we don't pray. We won't pray if we're proud. So 1 Peter 5 verse 6, humble yourselves therefore under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. NLV. So humble yourselves under the mighty power of God, and at the right time he will lift you up in honor. We must humble ourselves daily before the mighty hand of God, because pride has absolutely no place in our lives. Pride has no place in his presence. Proverbs 16 and verse 18 warns us that pride goes before destruction, a haughty spirit before a fall. And Satan is an obvious example of this. He was literally kicked out of heaven. He discovered that pride has absolutely no place in God's holy presence. And when we grasp this, it changes everything. Ezekiel chapter 28 acknowledges Satan and his fall, for it speaks firstly of the prince of Tyre. And this is an earthly prince or king. Actually, it's an earthly king as such. And the king of Tyre. But it addresses him as the prince of Tyre. But then it goes further and it speaks of the king of Tyre. And as you read, you'll realize it's not speaking of an earthly king or an earthly kingdom. And so we have this idea or concept of an earthly reality which has a spiritual reality behind it. And so you have the idea of an earthly kingdom with a spiritual kingdom, an earthly king with a spiritual king that is behind it. So verse 11, you were the seal of perfection, full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. You were in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was your covering, the sardius, topaz and diamond, beryl, onyx and jasper, sapphire, turquoise and emerald with gold. The workmanship of your timbrels and pipes was prepared for you in the day you were created. You are the anointed cherub who covers. I established you. You were on the holy mountain of God. You walked back and forth in the midst of the fiery stones till iniquity was found in you. By the abundance of your trading, you became filled with violence within and you sinned. Therefore I cast you out as a profane thing, out of the mountain of God. And I destroyed you, O covering cherub, from the midst of the fiery stones. Your heart was lifted up because of your beauty. You corrupted your wisdom for the sake of your splendor. I cast you to the ground. I laid you before kings that they may gaze at you. You defiled your sanctuaries by the multitude of your iniquities, by the iniquity of your trading. Therefore I brought fire from your midst. It devoured you. I turned you to ashes upon the earth in the sight of all who saw you. All who knew you among the peoples are astonished at you. You've become a horror and shall be no more forever. And here we see Satan and his fall from grace because of pride. Your heart was lifted up because of your beauty. And so we're going to deal with this in further detail tomorrow. But I think this would be a good place to finish by just reminding you that pride has no place. And so if you desire to walk in his presence, you need to humble yourself before the Lord and not walk in pride or arrogance. And so, Lord, I pray for every person listening, Lord, that you would encourage them, bless them, and bring them to a place of repentance, Lord God. Bring them to a place of humility, Lord God. Bring them to a place where they realize that, Lord, without you, we can do nothing. Where we realize, Lord, that in our flesh dwells no good thing, Lord, and that it's all by your grace and it's all for your glory. In Jesus' wonderful name. This is Pastor John from All Nations Church. Thanking you for listening today. Hope you can join us again tomorrow right here on UCB Ireland as we continue our series on In His Presence. Shalom.